Using commands with MQTT and Node-RED to operate a multi-relay unit from a single button. This example uses a combination of event handlers in OpenBeacon to send button presses to Node-RED, and a Node-RED node to track the button presses and flash a single LED on the device to provide a simple menu of operations on the device. The intent is to flash an LED for the number of flashes representing how many times the button has been pressed as feedback to the user to know which relay they will toggle by a double press. As the LED flashing is done over MQTT by Node-RED, the result is not perfect, but perfectly usable. The device is a Calyx power strip with 5 relays, 4 power sockets, and 1 controlled USB outlet. It has 2 LEDs and a single button. The configuration is P6 REL 5, P7 REL 2, P8 REL 3, P9 REL 1, P10 LED 6, P14 button 8, P24 LED 7, P26 REL 4. Note how I have separated the button on channel 8 so that it has no default action. Commands to issue to OpenBeacon. Buttons provide the events on click, on double click, on toggle, on hold, but these are published against pin numbers. In my case, my single button is on pin 14, and I want to publish the button presses to MQTT. Publishing to MQTT can be done with the command publish topic /value, which will result in value being sent to the topic. Your topic is !keys/get. And in Node-RED, subscribe to receive the MQTT, which will be. We also need to capture the current relay values, which look like, once tested, the commands can be run at boot by adding this startup command line in change startup command text. Controlling the LED, I chose to use the LED on channel 6 as the feedback to the menu state. To control this over MQTT, we send Node-RED flow. The simple flow in Node-RED looks like this. The 200 millisecond tick inject sends an empty payload on topic tick every 200 milliseconds to operate our LED flash logic. Button presses are received and acted upon. Each time the on-click event is received, a variable context.selected is incremented. Mod 6, so it takes values of 0 to 5. Each time a tick is received, a variable context.counter is incremented mod 7 times 2, so range 0 to 13. If context.selected is non-zero and context.selected is not the same as context.counter, the LED is turned on if not context.counter and 1, else the LED is turned off. So the LED flashes for the count of context.selected, with a flash period of 2 times 200 milliseconds and overall period of 14 times 200 milliseconds. Relay set get MQTT packets are used to know the current state, and if double click is received and context.selected is not zero, then the relevant relay is toggled. Content of Calyx button function node.